Hello, this is Mike from IntelliCoach. Imagine the following scenario. You are a manager and you've received a training to upgrade your leadership skills. Maybe your company sponsored it. And as part of that, you learn some coaching skills. And you're going back to your team now and you're wondering, can I now go and coach my team members? And I'm here to tell you, actually, be careful about that. This is a surprisingly tricky question. Can you actually coach your team members? And should you coach your team members? Let's talk a bit about that, because this answer is not as black and white as you might think. There are quite a few dangers here that we have to be careful about. Otherwise, it will likely backfire. See you back in a moment.
Welcome to the Coaching Leader Podcast. Specially crafted for the ears of ambitious people leaders who want to take their own communication skills to a whole new level. We are the home of the IntelliCoach Leader Academy. We are on a mission to give leaders an edge with the most powerful skills of executive coaches so that they can create strong, trusting relationships with their team members, their peers, and yes, their own bosses. And here is Mike, your host. Let's get started.
Hello, welcome back. Why would I say that it's dangerous suddenly to coach your team members? Isn't it one of the most normal use cases? Aren't there dozens and dozens of leader coaching courses out there? Yes and no. Yes, these courses exist. Yes, it's actually surprisingly tricky a question to discuss. Whether a leader can coach their team member and whether it's a good idea in the first place. So let's unpack this a little bit here today, because this is at the very core of what I also try to achieve. And if you've known me long enough, I stand entirely for giving leaders the coaching skills that they likely miss. Yet again, this is not an easy answer. So let's start with what we actually mean when we talk about coaching team members. And if you're not so familiar, that means that you're going way beyond a style of advising, mentoring, telling solutions, and so forth. Coaching is very different. Coaching means when you're leaning back and you're using the method of inquiry. You ask questions to help your team member gain insights about their own challenges and goals. You basically help someone else access the resources that they have, that they may have forgotten, and you help them build new resources to help themselves. And this is not just to pass on work to them. This is to help them find a path to their own work that is more exciting, that is more driven by autonomy. You will still give them help, that's for sure. You will still advise, mentor, but when you're coach, you help them build lasting solutions for themselves. It builds autonomy and confidence, lots of it. Coaching is really the style that leaders should use when they want to build self-reliant, autonomous teams. Why is it important actually then to address coaching skills? Because very few leaders actually know how to coach. Coaching is not just to go to your team member and ask them, hey, what would you do? Instead of giving them a solution right away. Because that question often just blocks people. And they say, I don't know. It is important because coaching is a skill of active listening. It means that you figure out what's actually going on. You listen with all your senses. And you build on what people say, on what you know about them. You help them uncover what's really the problem for them, not just what you assume their problem is. You're spending a bit of time to uncover, and you are insisting. You're insisting as a good leader coach that they own their own solution. And that's where a coaching style is not soft. It is not a style that is overly empathetic. It uses empathy in terms of helping understanding. But it is a style that is very direct, it is very challenging, and it's very driven towards helping people perform well. So I'm here doing this kind of work because I see coaching still as a huge skill gap in leadership development in general. Personally, in my own history, I got exposed to coaching a few years after I started being a leader. And that was a huge gap. I was a crazy big micromanager in the first few years of my career. And I really leaned into helping my team members by telling them what they should do, by giving them my solutions. A leader who coaches well, they know how to make it safe for their team members to fail and to succeed and to learn from them. And they are caring and direct. A coaching leader also makes very strong agreements and they hold team members accountable in their own way. Most leaders that I know, when they talk about, yeah, I coach, what they mean is, hey, I give very good advice. But that's not what this is. So what makes it actually hard to coach well then? To coach in the sense of, hey, I'm leaning back as a manager and I'm asking my team member what their real challenge is. What's going on? What prevents them from doing their very best work? What holds them back maybe from presenting with full confidence in that next presentation? And you can probably already sense it. It is the question, how open are my team members with me? And that is tainted. I really use that word intentionally, by the existence of the power relationship between manager and their direct report. That power dependency, that power relationship creates a dependency. And it's a dependency that no matter what we do, we cannot make it go away. It is inherently inbuilt in the corporate pyramid that likely all of us here are part of. That power distance means that as a manager, you will never be able to be a fully fledged coach to your team members. And that is because you cannot partner fully with them. Period. Let me say that again. As a manager, you will never be able to be a full coach to your team members. It is not possible. And this is, for example, confirmed through a way the International Coaching Federation allows people to gain a coaching credential. For example, when you collect your coaching hours, which you need to become a credentialed coach with the International Coaching Federation, you need to prove that you have coaching experience. For the first level, it is 100 hours. For the second level, it's 500 hours and so forth. An important side note here is that we are not allowed to count any coaching that you've done with your own team members as coaching experience in your log sheet. You will likely gain experience. You will likely even have some really good coaching conversations with them. But because you are in a position of power over your coachee, this is not admissible. And if you think about it, it makes complete sense. Because you would be able to be in a position as a manager to simply force your team members to receive coaching from you. You could sit them down every morning and say, hey, let's coach. What topic do you have? Or you force them to bring a topic, or you tell them what they need to be coached on. And that's against the complete idea of coaching. And what do I mean by a leader can never partner fully? That means that as a coach, we want to establish a partnership of equals, where both partners are free and safe to share what they need to share to make progress in the topic that they have. And if a team member has a very personal challenge that prevents them from performing, they are naturally busy and distracted by the question, how will what I share possibly be used against me? Could it influence my performance rating? Could it influence my pay even? Could it influence the safety of my job in this company? And these kind of questions should never have any place in a full coaching relationship. The power distance impacts the kind of topics that team members will bring to you. It's a pretty sobering realization, actually, isn't it? And coaching is a process, and we all know that. And to unleash its full power, you really need to trust your coach and need to be fully coachable. But a team member can never be that. We can never bring all our topics to our leader coach. Yes, this is still an organization. This is not a family. I'm not paying my boss to coach me. It's the opposite. I'm being paid in this moment to be coached. And it's a very different kind of relationship. Another small side note here in terms of differences between real coaching and a manager who coaches their team members is a little example that I want to give here. Because coaching a team member is in some areas similar to when a parent might coach a child. It's similar in the sense that as a parent, we also want our children to grow. We want to help them. We want them to become autonomous. Now, there are a lot of differences, of course. As a parent, the amount of discipline that I have to enforce might be bigger. The amount of teaching is a lot bigger, of course. Coaching doesn't work when there's a big knowledge gap, for example. And as parents, we have a big role in helping our children narrow a knowledge gap. It is similar, though, in a sense that there is a power distance. When I'm a parent, there is a power distance. Ultimately, I have a say. It is different, though, to a leader coaching because in families, at least in most of them, there is an assumption of positive intent towards the coach. So while there is a power distance, most children will say, hey, I trust my parent. I trust them. I trust them when they offer coaching to me that they have my best at heart. And in an organizational context, we cannot always assume that. A leader who you maybe had moderate trust with, you had arguments with, and you have a pretty transactional relationship with. Yeah, if that leader suddenly comes back from a leadership course and they learned a bit of coaching skills that they openly say they would like to practice with you and use in conversations with you, you will not automatically trust them fully because of that. You will likely have your reservations, and that is not a bad thing. We all have to take care of our own side too. There are a lot of reasons that I just mentioned why we cannot coach. Now, is that the end of it? Should we just give up as leaders and forget about coaching and just tell orders, mentor, and just give advice all day long? Well, not so fast. Not so fast. Because we might not be able to use the full coaching process in most instances. But what we can do is we can use a lot of coaching skills in all our conversations. And what do I mean by that? I mean by that the skill of active listening, the skill of building trust and safety, the skill of powerful questioning, the skill of inspiring accountability in somebody. And these are skills that function a bit like Lego blocks, if you will. If you put them together into a house, they form effective coaching. But in this case, we don't really have the opportunity to build an entire house, but we can use those building blocks. We can use them effectively. And I want to finish this episode by sharing with you a handful of ways how we can do that. For example, we can use active listening. We can explore the words of our team members. When they say, hey, I want to build confidence, you ask, what do you mean by confident? Tell me more about that. You can make very strong agreements, for example, as a leader coach. You can ask them, so what do we need to get out of our one-on-one? And then towards the end of the conversation, you're checking in. And you ask, okay, that's what we agreed in the beginning to achieve. How well did we do? That's a coaching skill. To partner, to contract about the conversation that you are in, and then checking in whether you achieved that goal together. As a leader coach, you can listen, you can clarify, you inquire. You can do one thing, I really recommend that to you right now. Before you move on and share an advice, summarize briefly what you heard. You can just start after somebody else stops spoken by using the words, okay, so what I heard is, this is really powerful. Another thing is you can make it safe for people to disagree with you. When you share something, you can ask people, okay, that was just my opinion, but what do you think? Or, this was my idea that I just shared. What makes it a poor idea in your view? Or what makes it a good idea? If you do this, you make it much safer for someone to share what they really think. Another thing that we can do is to limit the scope of coaching conversations in the workplace. And two typical areas for coaching skills are simply job performance and career growth. And in both areas, a leader coach can really shine. You can always focus on job performance and ask your team members what makes it hard for them to achieve their goals. What are the real challenges that they're facing? Instead of just assuming you know what's going on. Secondly, you can ask them what their growth areas are, what they see as ways to grow, what they would like to achieve. So these are areas where you can identify their strengths, for example. You can invite them to apply their strengths in more areas of their jobs. We have a lot of opportunities here to use coaching skills. And with it, basically the method of inquiry a lot more. And lastly, I've been talking about coaching team members, but that is just one scenario of using coaching skills in organizations. The leaders who have gotten certified in my course, the IntelliCoach Leader Academy program, often use coaching skills with their team members, and they run fully fledged coaching conversations with peers in the organization. Or they join a company internal network of coaches where anyone in the organization, from frontline assistant to top level CEO, if they want, can book a coaching session with a confidential and certified coach. So there are ways how coaching can find their way in organizations, but it's unlikely to lead to fully fledged coaching conversations with team members. And that's where I wanted to end up here today. So the question that we asked in this episode is how to coach someone who reports to you? Well, and the simple answer that I gave to you over this episode is that we are likely not using the full coaching process, but you will likely be able to use a lot of your coaching skills in pretty much every conversation to help them build awareness, to help them gain confidence, to help them build autonomy, for you to understand what their real challenges actually are before you maybe advise, before you mentor, before you direct them. And that's how you do it. And that's exactly what I teach in the IntelliCoach Leader Academy program. I help leaders recognize when they can coach team members and when they shouldn't. I help them understand what coaching skills they can use in one-on-one conversations, what coaching skills help them to improve performance conversations, what coaching skills they can use to give much better, caring, and direct feedback. All these is absolutely within reach. But as I said in the beginning, very few leaders know these skills are even some things that they're lacking in. So there's a lot of awareness to be built out there, and that's frankly one of my personal biggest challenges. The fact that most leaders sort of think coaching is something that they already do while they actually just advise. My big challenge is to make leaders aware that this is a skill that you're actually not very good at right now, and you don't have it in your toolkit yet, and you're missing out. You're simply missing out. So if you are curious to learn more about this, send me a note. If you're listening to this podcast and you would like to understand a bit more what it means to coach and to be coached in an organizational setting, I'm ready to give you an experience for half an hour to learn some skills and maybe even get coached. All of it in a confidential way to help you understand whether this is something that you're already good at or that you want to get much better at. Anyway, thanks for listening. This is Mike from IntelliCoach. I'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Coaching Leader Podcast. To ensure you never miss an episode or other updates from us, head over to IntelliCoach.com/connect. Here you will find our magic link to subscribe to our podcast, and you can get our newsletter. You will get show notes and other special insights directly into your inbox. Thanks a lot for listening. Hear you soon.